yeah, no, Glee is 24 hours a day, 18 days a week. I know, I was one of those, believe me, before I was on it. But yeah, I love it, it's so much fun.
Sure, yeah.
I auditioned the cast director for the pilot, and they brought me in a bunch, which wasn't really a place for me, so they kept bringing me in, and then eventually, you know, I got the Laurel & Francis part. They did. They had me sing for the pilot, and then they had me sing, it was very on the fly, because Glee works really quickly, and the first episode I appeared in, I was like the wrestler, and the cheer tryout for the cheerleading or whatever, and I literally were like, come to Paramount and sing for Ryan and the director pair, so I came and I sang, and did it a lot, and then they were like, okay, great, and then we shot it, and then I just kept coming back. Yeah, oh, I went to musical theater high school. Like, I lived Glee. That's why I was such a big fan of it. I went to musical theater, like, a performing arts high school, and I musical theater is, like, the love of my life. I'm a big musical theater nerd, and, I was singing in competitions and stuff. I was, like, age 9, and I was singing and dancing like, my whole life. It's, like, I don't know, it's therapeutic. I love it. Oh, dude, I remember I watched, because I was in the audience when they did Toxic, and I was like, I love all the kids, and I was just like, I don't see how they do this. Like, how do they do this for so many hours, and the routine's so amazing, and then I remember I thought I was in the Glee Club, and I freaked out, and my first dance rehearsal in the tin shed, that's what we call it, Harrison, I'm like, I've seen this on Oprah, and now I'm in here with the entire cast, like, learning this routine, and it's funny, it's like you're having such a blast, but it's not, I mean, like, at the end of the day, I go home tired. Like, before Glee, I was an insomniac. I'd stay up all night long. I never needed sleep, but, like, literally, by the time I get home, my head hits the pillow, I am asleep. If I close my eyes right now, I could probably go to sleep on the floor with you. But it's funny, because it's such an adrenaline rush, and it's, like, performing with everyone. It's fun. Yeah, you know, it is. It's surreal. Like, I just wake up, and I'm like, is this a dream? No, okay, I'm still going to Paramount at 6 a.m. Like, check my text messages. Okay, this is real. Okay, I'm on my way. You know, I would love to tell you if I had any idea, but, I take it one episode at a time. I'm just, you know, guest starring, episode to episode, but I can tell you that I've continuously been filming, and so, I don't know, but your guess is as good as mine. Yeah, no, I've filmed every episode. I think we have about 4 out of you guys, 4 of what's aired, and then actually they just approached me to go on tour, so it's looking like I might get to do that as well. Yeah, you know, they approached me at the end of last week, and I really, really want to go, my representation, I guess, they said it's official, like, I haven't signed anything, but as of now, I mean, it's looking like I'm going, which I'm freaking out about. Because you imagine, I'm like gonna run on stage with all the Glee kids and the audience. Like, I went to the Glee show last year. Like, I mean, it's weird. It's crazy. It's funny. I mean, it's amazing to work. It's a new part of something that you're such a big fan of. Rude. You're gonna have to come see us somewhere else. You're gonna give us an excuse to go on vacation. Oh, yeah. That'll be fun. You should do it. The funny thing, I was so lucky, like, even before I'd really joined the Glee Club, because I had been there consistently, you know, since episode 8, popping in and out, I was pretty, you know, I knew the cast really well, so it was, like, this really smooth transition, and, I mean, my first day, like, they were so supportive, and instantly, it was just weird, like, I said it before, but there's some sort of, like, chemistry on Glee that's magic, and I think that's why people love it, and you can see it on TV, and I bonded with everyone immediately, like, literally, I'm a little inseparable, hanging out all the time, it's ridiculous. Oh, you know, it's grueling, it's absolutely, no, I just take. Oh, no, you know what, I was like, I'm doing this for America, I'm taking one for the team, taking one for the team. No, it's hysterical. It's absolutely, that's the only word. Working with Mark is, I think we live to make each other laugh. Like, when they're on my coverage, he just, like, tries to make me bust up. And when they're shooting his coverage, I just try to make him laugh. And we were shooting the makeout scene, and literally, they just kept, it was so, it's, the couple things are not sexy, the way they're filmed. Like, it's not like, it's literally like, okay, kiss a little longer. Okay, throw them against that. Okay, somebody knocked toilet paper on them. Okay, kiss a little longer. And we were just laughing, and Mark just started busting out the Big Red theme song, and all day we just kept singing the Big Red jingle. Like, it was crazy. It was hilarious. It's not working. Yeah. It's cute that you tried, though. No, Ryan's, I mean, like, Lauren's a arm wrestling champion. She's a wrestler. Well, Santana's scrappy, and she put up a good fight, but I would say that she was not the winner. But that was a, yeah, clearly. She, I love how she's like, that's how we do it, Lava Heights adjacent. It's like, yeah, girl, get it. Yeah, she was like, she was not, that's what I think is so funny, is she, I mean, like, she was like, she knew she lost, but she still, like, threw it in there for good measure. And I love how, like, Dot, Coach Beast throws her over her shoulder and, like, walks off. It's so good. That was so much fun. It's like a dance, actually, and when you do something like that, it's choreographed, so we never had rehearsals and stuff for that, just like a dance number, funny enough. Oh, and I'm going to tell you, the blooper reel, we crack up out of the time. I mean, you know, we're not supposed to, but sometimes you can't help it. You can't, I mean, like, there was a couple of times where I've been, like, I was grabbing her by her weave or something, and we just literally, like, stopped to look at each other, and Jess were like, oh, my goodness. Like, what we get to do in a day is hilarious. Yeah, I absolutely do. I think what I love about Lauren is she's so strong and she's so confident and she knows what she wants. And I think it's, I feel very blessed to play a role model for people who've ever felt other or different or, you know, because it's so important. I remember how I used to feel watching TV and like Sarah Rue and Popular was a huge inspiration on me. And it was just funny because it was Ryan's other show. And, you know, I am honored to do, it's funny because like what I love about Lauren is she's unapologetic and she's the first girl who's, you know, she's confident and she's making Kirk work for it. And she's not just looking for, you know, a role in the way. And I think that, they're very sweet together. You know, there's this vulnerability when they're both such badasses and you put them together. And I think there's something really, really special there. And I what I appreciate about Lauren is that, you know, she's like, I don't need to give it to you. You know, you're going to work for it. And I think that's a great message to send to you know, young girls. I think you're right. I do. I think he's smitten, and I think that she's probably a little smitten too. But I think that she has enough self-esteem not to give everything up for the charming, cute boy that's coming after. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think I personally love the song. It's Queen. It's amazing. It's an anthem. But I think if you were in high school, no matter how confident you were, and you were sitting in a room with all of his ex-girlfriends, and he sings you a love song, and it's about the size of your bottom, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I even, you know, I think, but he meant well. And I think that's why, I don't think she had gone to Breadsticks with him if she didn't know that he meant well. Oh. Yeah, exactly. I laughed so hard. I was like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. It's so funny. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, well, because we're off the air for so long, because, I mean, our Christmas episode aired like the first week of December, and we've been shooting consistently. So we've got the comeback, and then, yeah, I think we're done with four more. I mean, including the comeback, so I guess three after Tuesday. But yeah, we've just been trucking away. Yeah, actually, Chris invited me as his date to the Golden Globes. And Chris is one of my best friends, and we just get along like a house on fire. And putting us in that environment was just kids in the candy shop. We had a blast, and he won, and the show won, and Jane won. And it was just one of those, like, never forget, talk to your grandchildren about it moments, you know? It's the funny thing is like I've been doing it for a while and I've been on a couple other series and I've done other things and it's kind of like I think I've slowly been eased into it, do you know what I mean? But what I love is the kids because they have no filter. Like I'll be sitting, I was eating with my mom at Cheesecake Factory or something, you know, for lunch. And a 4-year-old, no, like a 5-year-old, just ran up and sat on my lap. And I was like, and she's just like, Glee! I was like, hi! How are you? You know what I mean? Because, you know, I don't know, Kevin kids are hysterical. And it's funny, it's also because, you know, I would go out with the cast all the time and stuff. It's kind of like, it's just something you get used to. And it's like, what I think is we all appreciate is that, you know, some, you see some actors sometimes and you don't bother to say anything to them or give them any attention, but there's something about Glee that, like, is really affecting people, and the fact that they feel the need to come up and, like, tell you that is just really special, you know? That's why we do it. Oh, yeah, Natalie Portman came up to us, and she was just a big fan, and Kathy Griffin, and all these people. It's funny, it's, yeah, there's something really, really, Glee's like lightning in a bottle, and I think everyone, especially most people in our business, they've definitely felt other at times, you know what I mean? Coming from the Midwest or anywhere, you know, I am the most supportive family, but I come from a very academic family. My parents are accountants and teachers, and I feel like that's a very similar story for a lot of people in this business, and you're kind of like, people are like, you know, you're a little different, and I think there's something about Glee that, like, really resounds with people, you know? Exactly. Oh, yeah. It's true. It's so crazy. You're right. Yeah, well, that was so cool. Hanging out there, the Golden Globes, we were like, okay, this is crazy. But yeah, I'm really hoping that she gets to come out and play Kirk's aunt. That'd be amazing. There's so many people. I've already had so many good ones, and oh my gosh, Gwyneth is so amazing. And so we're doing an episode with her right now, and oh my goodness, she's just like the craddest lady ever. I can't even deal. Let's see, if this is for my own personal preference, I would love to see, like I said, I think, like, Roseanne would be hilarious on the show. I think, I was a big fan of hers. She's a funny woman, and she's unabashedly, like, I feel like it would be awesome if she was, like, Lauren's mom, you know what I mean? Who else would I think, I would love to guest star on the show? Any cast member of Friends would be great by me. That's a huge Friends fan. It's fun. It's like a constant surprise. Oh, I love Bonham Carter. That'd be cool. I love her. Yeah, oh my gosh. The Carter, love it. I was like, I mean, I love her and everything. I love Tim Burton, and I think she's so talented. But wouldn't that be fun if she came in and she was, like, the coach of a rival show choir or something? When Stevie Nicks came on set, I think that was a really big moment for all of us. Like, she came on set to thank us and support us and, you know, talk to us about how, you know, thankful she is that we're, you know, making, you know, oh gosh, I'm gonna tear up. She was amazing. She just came to thank us for what we were doing to, like, you know, make arts important, and because it's so important for kids, and she came out and we were just floored. And there's been so many. I'm gonna do Dog Days. Some Dog Days are over, and I was looking around at, you know, all my friends and the cast, and I was just like, I can't believe that I'm filming a musical number and I'm singing and dancing on in the auditorium stage with these guys, and that was pretty memorable. But also, John Stamos. I was a huge Stamos fan. Like, Uncle Jesse, my week revolved around him. If I was bad, was, like, got in trouble, I didn't do my chores, like, I was not allowed full house. So I hadn't met him actually yet until about a week ago. And I was sitting in my chair, and all of a sudden somebody came up from behind me and hugged me really tight, and I thought I was with a kid, and I turned around and I was like, what do you want? Oh, okay. And it was John Stamos. He was like, hi, Ashley, I'm John. And I was like, I wasn't ready for that. I needed you to, like, walk toward me. I didn't see you coming. I needed a second. Like, I got so spooked. He sharked me. It was crazy. I was like, okay, what? Oh my, every time, all week long, I'd be like, okay, don't circle Jesse, okay, hi, John, how are you? But I literally, it's impossible, because he looks the exact same, the man does not age, I don't know how. All right, exactly, I was like, Amber, you constantly feel the need to call him Uncle Jesse, she's like, I'm nervous, she's like, no, absolutely, I was like, I wonder if he'd get mad if I did, and she's like, no, it happens all the time, I was like, okay, good. it's gonna happen, believe me. Yeah. tweeting's fun. It's like, to me, you total control up, because the show is amazing, but we, like, I mean, we have, I get to throw things in there and stuff, but, you know, the creators just do an amazing job at it, and we just have a blast, and I think that, you know, I feel like this outsider who's, like, gotten this, I've, like, fooled everybody, and I'm, like, in the in crowd, so, and I think it's a little bit, like, we all feel that way, and so we know the fans are, it's fun to, like, it's fun to connect with them, and to give them a little taste of what we're doing, and we loved it, like, literally, we'll take pictures and put it on Twitter, and, it's just fun, it's like a public forum for us to be crazy. Okay. you know, I'm really rooting for Emma and Shu. Wemma. I love Wemma. I love Brittana. I think there's something so hilarious about Brittany and Nia together. I just love their dynamic. It's amazing. But I would say those are my favorite. Vengeful people are intense. Like, vengeful people, I love it. Like, they're on a mission. And I hope that they get it, because there's going to be a lot of people that are sad. But, the Finchel people, yeah, no, they're for serious. It was so funny that the Puckleberries, man, the Puckleberries are pretty intense, too, and I know that I came in there and kind of shook that up, and I got so many tweets from people who were like, I wanted to hate you because you're messing with Puckleberry, but then I saw what you did to Puck, and it warmed my heart to see him that vulnerable, so it's okay with me. I'm like, oh, thank goodness, like, I got the Puckleberry blessing from some people. I was like, oh, good, oh, good. Because I think Puck and Rachel together is nothing but trouble. Oh my gosh! You know, but the thing is there's so many characters and there's so many diehard fans of each of them that it's you can't keep everybody happy. And I think, I don't know, it's high school. I think everyone's exploring it. Oh, Artie and Brittany are really sweet together too, though. What do we call that? What do we call Artie and Brittany? They're sweet. I like them. That's my man. His legs don't work. We were laughing so hard. It's so good. So, I mean, when you read the script sometimes, and you're just like, oh, my mouth is open. I'm just like, oh, and you can see it. Like, the way you read it, you can totally see exactly how it's going to look. It's so funny. Yeah, you look at somebody, and then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, there's Harry Diana stuff. I'm like, wait, what? I remember the song where he looked at her, and she looked back. I'm like, okay. Clearly, there's a connection there. I think people call us Rock. Puck and Lauren call them Rock, or they call them Puckerizes. I was like, it's funny. That sounds like you know, like a verb. Puckerizes. Like, I'm gonna puckerizes you or something. That sounds like a verb. It's funny. But I love the fans. I love how dedicated they are to it. It's funny. Oh, you know what? You should say that, because I bet you it'll happen. We got nail polish. Oh, she's amazing. Yeah, she's amazing. That's true. You're right. No, someone needs to catalog all these terms, because it's just like so much to keep up on. Just thank you. It's been overwhelming, the response that I've gotten, and I'm just floored and honored and so gracious, and as you know, everyone on the show is. Well, there would be no Glee without, you know, with all the fans, and it's very, we're just very lucky, and you know, we go and we work really long hours, and we work really hard, but it's completely worth it because of the way it's received, and you know, we think about you guys every day, that's for sure.